How many persons did he say?
It doesn't matter, huh? 15,000, that's a lot of people. In 8 buses. Or maybe they went like the, but still even like with the like the what do you call those buses? I was about to mention a brand, you know, I'm like, hey, the,
no, but I think generally they are just called Marco Polo, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would 15,000 people managing like 8 of those big buses? Oh, I wonder how they're gonna move. But yeah, apparently they had to be stopped. We were ready to go. Chewe says, good morning. We need to stop looking through the political lens. The wrong is the wrong. Let Mr. Mijolo's actions have their respective consequences. Chana says, those saying it's there, is it prevalent as it was in the previous administration?
And I think that has somehow been responded. Like, it's there, but it's not as bad as it was in the previous administration.
Well, number of comments that have come through. Let's keep the conversation going. You can also keep it going via our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia, where we are streaming live right now. You can leave a comment there and let us know what you think about this conversation. Well, we do have more coming up in on the Phoenix Breakfast this morning. We have the news at 8 coming up next. The time is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Anzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
The headlines. Finance Minister says Zambia's 100% debt restructuring deal by next year not guaranteed. Government in talks with Onza staff over 1.3 billion kwacha terminal benefits debt. Suicide bombing in Islamabad kills 12, says Pakistan's interior minister. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sitombe Komsokotwane says Zambia's 100% debt restructuring deal is not guaranteed despite reaching 94% progress, as the remaining 6% presents very difficult cases. Dr. Msokotwane explains that the bulk of creditors have agreed to a common restructuring formula, but a small group has taken a different position, delaying full consensus. He says the 6% of creditors who have not signed want alternative terms and have not accepted the settlement formula agreed by the majority, complicating the deal. The minister notes that negotiations are ongoing to bridge outstanding differences, that no timetable can be given for the conclusion of the process. Dr. Msokotwane adds that offering special concessions to the holdouts could undermine the commitments of other creditors and jeopardize the fairness of the arrangement. Hence, government is seeking a compromise that balances the interests of all parties without disadvantaging the majority that have cooperated.
I cannot give a timetable because the remaining cases are difficult cases. The creditors agreed on a formula that would appear to be fair to each of the creditors, so that no one felt that they sacrificed more to get Zambia out of the crisis. So that formula was agreed upon. Now, like every other situation in life, in this particular case, yes, there are two creditors who took a different view, who didn't want to cooperate in the manner that everybody Barbados agreed to assist Zambia. So those are the 6% that is remaining. We continue to engage with them and see if we can find a formula that will satisfy them, but at the same time, satisfy the other creditors.
Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, has disclosed that government is engaging the University of Zambia UNSA staff to resolve outstanding financial challenges of terminal benefits amounting to 1.3 billion kwacha by the end of this month. Dr. Mambwe says talks have been initiated to ensure a clear and sustainable strategy is agreed upon to address both legacy liabilities and the debt accumulating in real time. He tells Phoenix News that despite government support of 540 million kwacha between 2022 and 2024, liabilities have swelled back to over 1 billion kwacha in under 2 years, hence the need for a suitable approach to make the university self-reliant. Dr. Mambwe says a 33% increase in grants to UNSA starting next year and a ring-fenced 150 million kwacha in the 2026 budget is earmarked to begin addressing the terminal benefits. He adds that government wants to calm tensions and deliver measurable relief before the end of November while pursuing longer-term reforms to secure the university's fiscal sustainability.
The current tension, that is being dealt with. But again, you must know that University of Zambia is run by management, which we have chosen, and so we deal with those internal issues, and we are dealing with that problem. Before the end of the month, we should be able to reduce the tension in the university. As the government, we are doing our part. I think the problems at UNSA are quite complex, and they can't just be resolved by throwing money there. So what we have done is to look at how we can sustain that institution without having to go back to where we are. As we speak, it is as if nothing has happened. The debt has again swelled to more than a billion in less than 2 years.
Recently, the University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union, UNSALARU, revealed that government owes the university over 1.3 billion kwacha in terminal benefits alone and threatens to down tools. The civil society organization Scaling Up Nutrition, CSO Sun, has urged government to re-evaluate its spending priorities, saying the current poverty alleviation methods are not yielding sustainable results. This comes after the United Kingdom pledged approximately 1.1 billion kwacha over the next 6 years to support Zambia's social protection and food strengthening initiatives. In an interview with Phoenix News, the CSO Sun Country Coordinator, Daniel Kalala, says the funds should be invested in transformative infrastructure and technology to empower rural communities and address chronic malnutrition. Mr. Kalala says there's need for well-managed investment that can spur economic growth in the rural economy and directly help to address the crisis of chronic malnutrition, particularly among vulnerable populations. He is suggesting that strengthening Zambia's agricultural sector resilience and capacity can create sustained wealth, reduce poverty levels, and ensure all Zambians have access to quality food.
So we need to actually look at long-term measures and not handouts as it is currently through government programs such as the FISIP and the like, but how can these rural communities actually pull themselves out of poverty in the long run. So we are not talking about quick fixes here. We are talking about investments that can actually accrue long-term benefits. We know that actually most of our rural communities rely so much on rainfall for the agriculture. And as you rightly put it, with climate change, these communities are affected so much such that in some years they are unable to even meet their daily food.
The Foundation for Democratic Process, FODEP, has attributed the low voter registration turnout to lack of National Registration Cards, NRCs, among eligible voters. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has recorded a provisional total of 1,639,457 voters in the ongoing mass voter registration.